Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Manigan's going to join us here in a bit. Jeff, he wants to talk to us, so he's going to go find us.
Oh, well, by all means, we'll put him on the show.
Yeah, well, he is a part of the show. What, do you not want him on the show?
Oh, no.
Mr. Marquee?
What I don't want is Brooks Koepka to wrap a four iron around his head because his phone goes off and he's distracting while he's talking there at Oakmont.
Okay, so let's...
I'm looking out for Dan. I'm not just trying to be self-serving. Let's get him on the show.
No, I'm not... Here's why. Self-serving? Come on now.
Because he's backing up something you've always said.
He said he's going to go find a spot where no one can hear him. So he's going to walk away. First of all, I'm just telling you, he's sending me these pictures. Because you know, I always talk about this, like people that go watch professional golf, you really don't need to wear your spikes. You don't. You can wear the plastic ones. I can get that. Right? The little, those are okay.
If you're going to be doing that much walking, shouldn't you just wear the best pair of,
walking shoes,
like,
you have?
Like gym shoes that you have? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need spikes of any kind.
But he is like sending me back pictures and, I mean, some pretty funny stuff. I can't wait to talk to him here. We'll talk to him for a couple minutes to start the next segment.
Well, he's not texting me.
Well, because, you know why? Because the first thing he did was he sent me a picture of walking to see the first hole and then the back nine where you have to walk over the turnpike.
He sent me pictures of the squirrel holding the golf ball.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the big squirrel.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't get that.
Well, apparently he's you know, playing both sides of the fence.
He must be. He's doing mom and dad. Dad's not going to give me the card tonight. Let me go ask mom. Okay. Mom, can I have the card tonight? Sure, you can have it. Hey, I said he couldn't have the card tonight. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Dad, can I have some money? Yeah, sure. Here you go. Did you give him money? He just asked me and I told him no.
Andy, can I have some money?
Story of my life. Story of my life. Major League Baseball, Guardians tonight out in Seattle, 10-10 start. You'll be up. You'll probably be...
I'll be watching.
You'll be watching
for
at least
a while
the
anyway.
Hopefully they look good. One of my favorite stadiums in baseball, without a doubt.
Never been there. I'd like to go.
It is so cool. And when they close the roof there, it's an open air roof stadium. That sounds...
I have a good buddy who lives in Seattle. Maybe I'll be able to go.
It's so quiet. Like it's on... it's on a railway, like it's, I'm trying to explain it. It's a roof that slides in but it doesn't completely cover everything. So there's still holes that are to the outside. It'd be like if they had a giant roof that they could just shift in over the ballpark here. It's exactly what it would be. So they'd still be outside, but they'd have cover over their head so they can keep playing during rain. And when they do, they turn the train on to bring this thing in. You can't even hear it. And you could be watching a play, and the next thing you know, it's over your head, and you're like, wait a minute, where'd the roof come from? So that's a 10-10 start tonight. But, Jeff, you were looking through and perusing an article I thought that was pretty interesting as well.
Thanks.
The Athletic, you know, your friends at the New York Times, doing a anonymous poll among Major League Baseball players.
Yeah, and they asked numerous questions about players and teams and managers and things like that. And I found it kind of interesting.
They talked about a number of different things like robo-umps, other organizations.
All kinds of things.
Misconceptions about the job, impact of sports betting. You want to go through this or you want me to?
I'll give you this one. They asked a bunch of players, 135 guys responded, which player do you most like to watch play from other major leaguers? Not one Guardian made the list.
Are we surprised?
Yeah, a bunch.
Of, Jose would be worth it. I think.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Bunch of guys got two votes. A couple of guys got three. Shohei Ohtani led the way with 29.
Don't you agree with that? I think the fans would agree with that too.
I don't think there's any question. I'll give you the top five. Bobby Witt, 14 votes.
Not surprised.
Ronald Acuna from the Braves, 10. Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds, Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, and then Frankie Lindor.
I would have thought that Judge and Lindor would have been in the top five.
They're just outside.
Like, I would rather watch Aaron Judge. Sorry, no offense to Acuna or De La Cruz. Sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. But I love watching Aaron Judge. And I love watching Francisco Lindor as much as it pains me to watch him play for another team. So I might have the Cleveland bias on that.
Gee, imagine that.
I know, I can't believe it. But do you think that's a fair representation of what the fans think?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Is that true? I'll ask you that, too. I've been asked the same questions to you that the Major League Baseball players were asked to. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, they asked Major League Baseball players these questions, and they answered anonymously. Like, overwhelming 2-1 Shohei Ohtani against any other player in Major League Baseball.
He's the guy I like watching the most.
I love watching him. Are you kidding? 29 votes. Bobby Witt came in second with 14. Jeff said it. Acuna with 10. De La Cruz, 9. Betts, 7. Judge, 5. Lindor, 5. Tarek Skubal, 4. Mike Trout, 4. And so on. Bryce Harper only got 2.
Next question was, and they had 64 people respond, what hitter? So, obviously, pitchers they're talking to. What hitter would you least want to pitch against in Game 7 of the World Series?
Oh.
Interesting, cool answer. Huh?
Yes, very interesting.
Juan Soto led the way with 10. Ohtani was next with 9. Aaron Judge had 6. Then you go to 4, 5, 6, and 7. Those guys all had the same number of votes. 4. One of them, Jose Ramirez.
That's pretty awesome.
Jose tied for 4th. Jose tied for 4th in that. And I thought, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And these were, and they asked for some comments, you know?
Yeah.
And they printed some of the comments. They printed a lot of comments about Jose.
They did.
Bat to ball lefties are hard for me. Jose's a really tough matchup. Another, he's been tough to pitch against. Another, he's very clutch. And then here's a little more in depth. He's just a consistent hitter throughout. Doesn't have a whole lot of holes. Just a hitter that we have to flip the script on every game throughout the series. Whatever we do in game one, we can't do in game two because he'll be hunting that. He's making adjustments on the fly, and it makes scouting him that much harder. That's a really great comment.
That is like the greatest compliment I think you can ever get.
Yeah, and pretty insightful. Pretty insightful by that pitcher.
Wow.
Well, you wonder how a guy goes from, Andy, somebody who I think everybody thought was going to be, you know, a super utility guy at best, to being one of the best hitters in franchise history. That's how.
That's the stuff the Cooperstown's made of, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing you would say about somebody who's heading to Cooperstown. Go to the next one, because I thought this was interesting, too. And it wasn't – it's who I thought would be there, but I'm not quite sure – I was kind of surprised by one. Keep going. Tell me the next question.
Oh, what, the pitcher?
Yeah.
Which one would you want to face, least want to face at the plate in Game 7 of the World Series? Chris Sale was number one.
That makes sense,
Tarek Skubal was number two. I was looking for Emmanuel Clase, and I didn't see him on this. So he didn't make the top bunch of voters on that. I was surprised. I thought Clase might be there. Thought he might make it.
I thought Skeens would be a little higher. I mean, he's tied for third.
Yeah, he's still young, but
he only got 3 votes. Only 50 people responded to this. Only 50 players in a silent poll, too. You didn't have to put your name to it. Anonymous.
Here's one that I thought was really fascinating. And I think this is fascinating for a number of reasons. Which manager, other than your own, would you most want to play for? And 121 people responded to this. Number one was Bruce Bochy. So Bruce is an experienced guy who's been around a long time. He's 70 years old. He was the number one guy.
Hmm.
The respondent, and he had 20 of the votes. And so think about that.
Wow.
Young guys picked the 70-year-old guy.
Hmm.
After that, with the number two votes, 66-year-old Terry Francona with 17. So the modern Major League Baseball player, Andy, loaded up by picking the 70-year-old and the 66-year-old. And then third in the voting, with 15 votes, which manager, aside from your own, would you most like to play for? Stephen Vogt of your Cleveland Guardians.
That's amazing.
Behind Bochy and Tito.
And look who he's ahead of.
He's ahead of Craig Counsell, Brian Snitker, Dave Roberts, Alex Cora, Mendoza, Boone, Hinch, Ron Washington. He's third in his second year.
That's amazing.
Not even a full second year.
He was only two votes behind Tito. Two out of 121 respondents.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing. Man, these guys must really, really love playing for him.
I just thought that was really kind of an interesting thing. And there were two comments that the Athletic printed about this. Why on Vogt? Because I played with Stephen Vogt, and I love Stephen Vogt. That one's pretty insightful there. And then this one, awesome guy, fun to be around. Everybody knew he was going to be a manager.
Hmm. How about Francona? Did you just read that one?
He commands a room like almost like a friend.
Yeah.
He's still an authoritative figure, but I would say he's more like a young grandpa.
I love
In other
the way
words,
you
didn't
read
teach
that.
A young grandpa.
He's a young grandpa.
Didn't teach the offspring about birth control.
Oh my God, Jeff. Oh man. Now about the next one. You'll love this question.
Which manager, aside from your own, would you not want to play for?
Yes. Would you not want to play for?
Bud Black and Marmol tied at five votes. Nobody ran away with this, and only 40 people responded.
Because they knew that it would come back to haunt them.
Yeah. On Bud Black. And I knew Bud when he played here, and Bud was a nice guy. I liked him. But the comment is, because he doesn't stop talking when he's in the dugout. And as a player, it kind of gets annoying. Plus, it means I'd be pitching in Colorado. And the other comment about Bud Black, honestly, whoever was the Rockies manager was who I was going to say.
Oh, wow.
That's a pitcher responding right
for
there.
For sure. How about Ron? Did you see the Ron Washington answer? The Ron Washington, the player said, because I want to use my cell phone. Let's get to the last one here because
this one's good. This is pretty good.
And I'm asking you, what does this tell you about your organization? Because you're about to hear this next response.
Stephen Vogt was the third guy on the manager you'd want to play for list.
Yes.
Jose, you don't want to face him in the seventh inning of the World Series, Game 7 of the World Series. Excuse me. Which organizations have good reputations among players, bad reputations? And respondents were allowed to answer multiple times on this. Best organization, reputation-wise, Dodgers had 82 people say them. Yankees had 40. Braves, 25. Cubs, 22. Coming in fifth, tied with the New York Mets, who spend money out the wazoo.
Mm.
Your Cleveland Guardians, 17 votes.
And how many bad votes did they get, Jeff?
One.
Just one out of 115.
And the comment... The one player said about bad teams, comment, all the poor ones. that's nice. But on the Guardians, they had some interesting things to say. And real quick, the Guardians make players, especially pitchers, better.
Hmm. All right, let me come back. I just want to answer this question about robo-umps, too. So we'll do that. Also want to get into the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals. Man, we're having so much fun right now. I'm about to explode. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I'm doing a little prayer here. So as I told you last segment, Dan Menigan's at the U.S. Open today, and he is in the gallery, and he's walking around. And so he was trying to find a spot that he could call in. He's been sending me back pictures. He sent you back some pictures too, right? And
yes.
Some observations in the crowd. So hopefully we'll get a hold of Dan here in a second, and we'll talk to him about what's going on at the U.S. Open. If not, we've got Tim May coming up at the U.S. Open. He's covered golf for decades, for the Dispatch is what he did down in Columbus for years, and along with Ohio State and auto racing. So Tim knows his stuff when it comes to professional golf, and we'll get to him here at 1 o'clock. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Jeff, there was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about when it comes to baseball players and their independent non, you didn't have to put your name on it.
The poll with the Athletic.
Yeah. And what it is, it was the question of robo-umps. And I thought to myself, man, I would think that they would want robo-umps.
I would think so.
Only 17% said yes out of 134 responses. One player said, I hate it. Another said, absolutely not. It's proven ineffective in AAA and everywhere they've tested it. One National League pitcher explained, why would you remove the human element? The game will fundamentally change in a way that fans are definitely not going to like. It would make injuries and competitive nature of the game worse. And there would be fewer balls in play. Couldn't believe it.
I think that's interesting.
All right, come back. We'll talk about that in a second.
I'd prefer umpires myself.
I don't know. Let me ask another guy that might know this. All right, Dan Menigan is our man. He is entrenched now with the gallery at the U.S. Open. We will talk real soft. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan, are you in a place where you're not going to annoy people by talking to us on the phone?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm standing here by the practice range where I'm watching Hideki Matsuyama get ready for his round of 18 here at Oakmont Country Club in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is it confusing there? Is it confusing because the putting green is on the back where it's located in a weird spot, isn't it?
I'm staring at the putting green right now. It's off the 18th hole. So, like, the driving range and the putting green here is right off the 18th hole where these guys are warming up, and I got a bunch of kids in front of me holding flags and successfully getting a boatload of autographs. And turns out golfers apparently must be in a good mood. I don't know if they've played this course yet because they're being very nice to these kids. I would definitely catch them now before they're done with the amount of rough that I've seen here. This is ridiculous, gentlemen.
How cool is it? How cool is the course?
It is very cool in the fact that it is, this is going to sound weird, it is very much a golf course where, like, Augusta felt like a really, like, pretty garden that you're allowed to walk through and play golf. And, like, Muirfield kind of has this, like, everything is perfectly placed. Everything is, you know, very well-groomed, very well thought out with the idea of TV and to be a true test. This is a true test of golf where you are at a golf course. Like, the rough is 5.5 inches thick, and you can see it and you can feel it, and you see balls get in there and it just sticks. I'm standing up in front of fescue right now that is probably, I'm about 6 feet tall. I would say this has got to be up to my thigh. Like, I mean, serious high grass and all that stuff. It is very cool.
All right, Dan, these are all, like, very golf questions. I don't really care about those. Have you run into anyone wearing metal spikes? That's what I care about. People in the gallery that are wearing metal spikes. That's very important.
So I have not seen metal spikes yet. I have seen a decent amount of plastic spikes. That is for certain. There are a lot of people who are definitely there waiting for, you know, for El Cerzak's elbow to give out and say it's broken so that he could step in and help along the way.
Well said. Next question. I know it's overcast today over there in Pittsburgh. How many gentlemen are wearing safari hats? Because it's like being on a safari.
So this is like the new golf trend, gentlemen, and I don't know where the hell it started. Somebody has to explain this to me. We are not talking like the standard run-of-the-mill bucket hat that you would see at various places.
Yes.
These are like oversized safari hats that people are wearing here, and they are everywhere. All of these people walking around seriously like they are about to take pictures of gazelle in the Serengeti. Like, you want to look at them and go, sir, your ball is not over by the wallaby. You don't need 360 degrees of complete sun coverage. It is overcast in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is not the outback. What are we doing here?
Is there anything pretentious going? I mean, you're in Pittsburgh, so I normally wouldn't put Pittsburgh and pretentious together. Do you feel any of that pretentious feeling that you had at Augusta?
So not a boatload. There is a little bit of it. My personal favorite thing is there's definitely a class difference going on here in that there are a group of people who have a certain credit card of their preference. And so they have all been given, who have this credit card of preference, a headset that has the credit card on it so that you can listen to the golf coverage. And it is one-ear headset. So it's a bunch of people who look like your son coming up to you after he lost the other earpiece and saying, Dad, I look like I'm in the CIA, except the goober version of it. Where that's adorable. This is like, you're 50. What are we doing here?
All right, Dan, we're going to let you go because we know you're having your day off, but we just wanted to get the load. Oh, the other thing, did you get any of the cars on the turnpike to honk at you when you were on the bridge over the turnpike?
There were about four trucks that started honking as people were putting on 8.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Absolutely hysterical.
Outstanding.
It was hysterical.
All right.
I have no idea what caused it to happen. I have no idea what took place with it. But out of nowhere, you just heard.
It is weird that there's a turnpike. It is weird that there's a turnpike right through the middle of that course.
You play one and then cross the turnpike to play 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. And then cross the turnpike again to play 9 in the back 9. It's bizarre.
All right,
and you don't totally know it's a turnpike if you didn't hear all the honking.
Well, if you've driven by there, everyone knows that. All right, Dan, we're looking forward to more stories on Monday. So enjoy yourself. Tim May, have you run into him yet or no?
I have not found Tim May yet. I figured I would let him accomplish whatever task he's attempting to accomplish before getting him thrown out of the place by being seen with me.
Well done. All
Good
right.
idea.
Tim May is going to join us at 1. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you.
Gentlemen, we will check in later on from the golf course here as Hideki Matsuyama is about to begin his 18 holes in round 2 of U.S. Open coverage. There's a roar from the gallery. Let's go see what it is. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Dan's making an audition tape right here on the show.
It is weird. Have you ever listened to golf on the radio?
Yes, I did yesterday.
It is bizarre. Yeah. You would say to yourself, it's like, I remember the first time I heard a radio highlight on the air, and I think the radio highlight is a byproduct of sports talk radio, because I don't think there was no reason you would ever hear, like, you might hear one great call on a home run, that'd be the end of it, and you'd be like, oh, that was cool. But to hear people go through an entire game, giving you the highlights of the game from an audio version, mm-hmm. I used to think, what am I want to see this. I don't want to hear it. And to listen to them do play-by-play of golf on the radio, it's actually really cool. Yeah, I can't believe it. I never thought I would ever say that, but it's actually pretty cool.
You talked about that turnpike.
Yeah.
I did a little more digging yesterday because I was really curious.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, when the guy's name was Phones, when he bought the land, 191
yeah.
acres,
yeah,
it had already a railroad running through it. The 191 acres that he was going to use for his golf course already had a railroad.
Okay.
The railroad workers had already done all the work, you know, going through rocks and, you know, digging holes and everything else. And then when they decided to put in a highway.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Yep. And it's on I-76.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at that area, and it stopped, by the way, before they got to Oakmont. But then they continued it later. But they said, well, of course, the railroad guys have already done all the work. So the highway is built on top of what was the railroad.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
So it was already there.
That makes sense, because they just rebuilt that bridge. I don't know if you've, the last time you were on 76 going through Pennsylvania, where they charge you $50,000 on their turnpike just to get from one side to the other. But they were
paid
just
for the Iron City somehow.
Well, they were rebuilding. There's like a major bridge that's just on the, it's like by Beaver Falls, I would probably say. And the reason I remember that is because of Joe Namath. But they redid this, like the bridge that's over one of the rivers. And it's just like, wow, it's pretty breathtaking when you drive over it.
Cool.
But that's like, that's right before, I think it's right before you get to Oakmont, and you're going to check that out. So, I do want to talk a little bit more about, the Guardians, and what, maybe we'll do that a little bit later in the show. I do want to get back into the NBA and your thoughts about tonight's game, Jeff, because, you know, we watched Indiana the other night, and they came back late, and their magic has been there. I just still, as I watch this series, it's hard for me not to think about the Cavaliers and where they were. I just don't see any way that the Cavaliers were a better team than Indianapolis or than Indiana. They just weren't, and they're playing such great basketball.
Not in that series, no.
Now, just the whole playoffs, Indiana has looked good. There's just no, it doesn't matter who they play. They just ran through us like nothing. Just like nothing.
Well, they
I still like
did.
Indiana. I like this series. I think the series is fun. I said to you in the beginning, Indiana in six. You guys all looked at me like I was nuts because you thought Oklahoma City was going to win this. Whether it might take seven games, it might still take seven games.
No, I didn't think you were nuts, Andy. I think Indiana's really good and they have a chance. I took Oklahoma City because I thought best team in the regular season. They've been good in the playoffs. I'll give them the edge with the home court advantage. I think Indiana's a terrific team. They've been really fun to watch. Really fun. And can they win it? Sure they can.
Who do you like tonight, then?
Oklahoma City.
Why do you like them tonight? Over?
What's
the feeling?
I kind of do. I don't know. I think they're due to win a game. I also think whoever wins tonight wins the series.
If you win game four, because remember, game three, it was a tough game for the Pacers to win in the playoffs before. They had struggled with that, and now all of a sudden, they were able to win game three.
Hmm. I'm not counting Oklahoma City out of this thing at all. It's only 2-1. But boy, if Indiana plays its game, and they've played its game most of the time, they got smoked once by the Cavs. They got smoked in game two. If they play their game, I don't think they lose. But I also think Oklahoma City is very capable, especially defensively, of making Indiana not play their game.
Do you think OKC played their game until like midway through the fourth?
Without question. Yeah, they played really well.
Hmm. Indiana had so much depth on the bench. I don't, maybe can you rely on the bench? They were outstanding.
No,
in
you
game
rely
three.
On your starters and hope to get some help.
Hmm.
I think that's the way it works most of the
Let's
time.
Do this. Let's talk more about the NBA Finals and your take on tonight's game. I'm just curious, do you think Oklahoma City comes back tonight? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Plus, tough for me not to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals because last night's game was another thriller that went to overtime, and you know, Jeff was making fun of it. So we'll have to debunk what he thinks and re-educate him about the NHL when
minute.
We come back. Yes, it's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, plus Tim May at 1 o'clock live from the U.S. Open.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kind of exciting for me to actually say Edmonton, Florida, Stanley Cup Finals at the same time. So it's kind of exciting.
Very congratulations.
It's a great moment in Baskin and Phelps history. So Jeff comes in yesterday. Meredith, you might want to stick by the mic.
You mean today?
Today, yeah, sorry. And Jeff comes in and says, what about the game-winning goal? What'd you say?
First of all, I enjoyed the game.
Oh, you did watch it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I watched
it. I just want to make sure.
I didn't watch all of it.
It's okay.
I must tell you, the between period breaks, it's like, okay, time to go out and mow the lawn now. Then you come back in. It's great.
Well, actually, it's the Zamboni is a giant lawnmower, in case you didn't
know
that.
Yeah,
it's pretty
kind of cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
I like it.
What's amazing is it's 90 degrees outside in southern Florida, South Florida, and they're able to keep the ice as great as that. Ice looked great last night, I thought, for as hot as it was outside. You can't tell the difference. And that just shows how good they can do a job now to keep the ice in that hot weather.
The one thing I said to you I've said this to you in the past.
Meredith, hold on to your chair.
No,
when you hear this.
Asked you this, and you gave me a really good answer. So don't go, you know, hockey snob on me here.
I am, but go ahead.
But what I said to you years ago was, tell me, it seems like every other goal in a hockey game is lucky. And you said, well. And you kind of went off and explained it. And I get what happened last night on the game winner, except for this. Hmm. You won a game in the Stanley Cup because you hit the puck and it bounced off some dude's skate. You know, I think I'm going to hit it Now, I get it, what you're trying to do. You're trying to put the puck in front of the net. I get that. You know, it's the same concept as basketball. It's the same concept as soccer.
Right.
Get the ball in front of the net and some good things can happen. I get that. But let me take that and I'm gonna hit it off Stevie's skate. And then it'll get past Ludwig, who's in goal. That'll be great. Rather than great, you know, a great pass where a guy gets a one-touch shot right into the net. Somebody gets a slap shot from out top. Somebody gets a breakaway and beats the goalie. That, to me, okay, that's a goal. You planned that.
Right.
But, you know, Stevie, I'm going to put it off Jim Bob's skate.
Well, first of all, the goal itself, it didn't even feel like he was taking a shot. It was,
right.
He was trying to get control of the puck.
Right.
And kind of shoved it toward, because, you know, we say this to kids all the time. Good things happen when you get that puck closer to the net.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. And so.
See, non-hockey boy. I get the concept.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, what he did last night is how you can win a game like that. And sometimes you can get a feeling that when a goalie is hot or a goalie is really good, you're going to need just some kind of sloppy goal to get in, and you're going to have to get lucky. I think two of the game winners in the Stanley Cup Finals are both five-hole, which means it went between the skates, between their legs, to get in for a game winner. And they haven't been the most spectacular shots. In fact, as I was watching, Mary, are you with us right now, too? Because I want to make sure that you're...
I'm always with you.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I especially in overtime, guys were getting good looks, taking good shots, but I think what makes them special is their reaction time after the shot. And I don't know if this makes sense to you guys or not, but they shoot, and they're shooting, you know, gunfire on these goalies. But I almost think they assume they're not going in most of the time because the goalies are so good. Give me your assessment of last night's game. And is Jeff right?
I mean, a lot of hockey goals tend to be, you know, lucky bounces or unlucky bounces, unless you're Alex Ovechkin and you're shooting from the left point.
Right.
But I the entire series, it felt like the Panthers have been playing the player while the Oilers have been playing the puck. And that's why... The Panthers kind of dominated that, you know, game two and game three. I was really, really impressed with Edmonton's ability to come back last night, because I think in the first period they were
down 3-0.
Yeah, they were not only down 3-0, but for like every one shot, the shot on goal Edmonton had, the Panthers had like 10. It was insane how much they were out shooting them. So I didn't really expect a comeback like that. I almost went to bed. I actually did go to bed. And then I was like, no, I really want to watch this game. And then I turned it back on and it went to overtime. And I was locked in. But the
first team to be up 3-0 in the first period of a Stanley Cup game and lose.
I think
rough.
The more important part of last night's game, at least for me, was to finally see, you know, someone from Cleveland Heights be a part of the Stanley Cup Finals with Travis Kelce last night
sure.
in the stands.
Yeah.
Did they show...
We didn't see the armed guards all the way around Taylor, but I'm sure they were there.
No, did we see enough of them? Because I thought TNT, once they found them in the suite, they were going to be all over it all night. And I thought they were okay. It was kind of fun. I don't think they overdid it. Like, we've seen too many games where they've overdone that couple at any game. Your thoughts on the Taylor Swift...
Travis Kelce.
I thought it was okay.
I thought I was excited to see her there. People don't realize that Taylor Swift has actually been a sports fan her entire life. They act like she just started watching sports when she started dating Travis Kelce, but she's had sports references. She has like references to her Eagles fandom in her songs. Like, it's not like Taylor Swift liking sports isn't anything new. I was excited to see her there because I think everyone should love hockey. And if Taylor Swift going to hockey games gets more people into hockey, I'm all for it.
To start watching it. Yeah.
You know what? Can I go non-puck off the skate for you for one second?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The tying goal at the end of regulation?
Yeah.
Wow. And can you imagine being Florida? You're 19 seconds away from being up 3-1 in the Stanley Cup. And Edmonton scores on what looked like a really nice, you know, really nice play.
It's amazing. I think it's
that
just,
was sweet.
The games are so intense. They're so close. What, we've had three of the four games?
Three of the four have gone to overtime.
See, it's one of them in double overtime, which was insane.
Glad you can read the standings. Nice job. But there is Steve Bogus, who was the hockey coach at Heights for a long time, is always, rest his soul, always said to me that he thought Travis could have played in the NHL, being at the game last night. And probably Jason, too. I wouldn't be surprised. Because it was like...
imagine Jason on skates or Travis at his height. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was funny. Mike Rupp was in, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago for a hockey players and business meeting that they had. And I remember we did this big Q&A with a bunch of folks, hockey folks from around town. And I said, you know, Mike, it's because it's really, really difficult to go to the NHL from Northeast Ohio. It's virtually impossible. Anybody who knows hockey can name the guys that have made it to the NHL from here, you know, because there just are so few of them, you know, and especially for guys that are probably like in their 30s or 40s right now. You're trying to figure out guys trying to get there. Now, there was a good run for a little while where the Barons had five guys get drafted. It's been 10 years ago. I think Brett Harkins coached that team. But, you know, you look at how hard it is, and Mike Rupp, who's just a giant, had said to the – I asked him, I was like, how hard was it to get there, and how did – and he goes, well, you know, when you're – I don't know, how tall is he? He's like 6'5". He's gigantic. He and Travis have kind of the same build. They're both really, really big guys. And he goes, wasn't about my skating ability, it was about my size, because he definitely had the size to play in the NHL. And so and Travis has that too. I think Travis could have been, you know, one of those guys that would have the opportunity to be in the NHL. I don't know if
he would have been like a Zdeno Chara kind of guy, right? Because Zdeno Chara was what, like 6'4", 6'5", I think?
Yeah.
He was really, really tall.
But Chara's really, really good. Was, I mean, yeah. And I know Travis is really, really good at football.
Fast, though. I think that was what made Chara such a dangerous hockey player, not just his height, but he was a really, really fast skater.
Yeah. So my question, though, is did they show enough of them last night, or did they show too much, or was it just right?
It was fine, honestly. Was after the first time, after the first or second time, I stopped noticing.
I was trying to, who were they rooting for? Were they rooting for Florida?
They were rooting for hockey, Andy.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We all root for hockey, Jeff.
There you go.
I almost texted him, but it looked like they were on a date. I was like, I'm like, you should go jump on the team.
Wait.
I was like, you should go jump on the team.
I almost texted Travis during the Stanley Cup final.
I wanted to text him and say,
Jax, hit the
go jump on that TNT set. You think they wouldn't have put him in there?
I almost texted Travis, but I decided not to.
Probably because it would take him a week.
He was with Tay-Tay. Figured better not.
Yeah, why would I do that on a date? Would that have been inappropriate last night?
216.
So are you hooked or not? That's my question.
Hooked on what?
On the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, I've been excited to watch parts of it every night. I will be honest, Andy, I cannot watch the entire game. I can't do it.
What parts of the game don't you like?
I just don't.
Do you get it?
I don't need that much of it. I don't need that much of it.
You don't need three periods. You just need like, it's like someone used to say to you, and a person that you knew that covered the NBA for a long time.
Who I never really respected.
You just need to see the last quarter or the last 5 minutes of the game. I've never seen you get more aggravated than when someone said to you.
You mean with you?
Because it was at a point, there was a game where I was watching. I was like, I just needed to watch the last 5 minutes, and it told me everything I needed. And I went on a roll of about five or six NBA games where all you needed to do was watch the last 5 minutes of the game. And so I said, Jeff, all you need to do is watch the last 5 minutes anyway. And you got so angry with me. You were like, that's not true. You got to watch the whole game. You got to understand. You see the first quarter.
I feel about basketball like you feel about hockey. You watch the entire game. I've watched the third period of all but one game, most of the third period and the overtimes.
Right.
Except one night I had to go to sleep. The double overtime, I couldn't stay up. I couldn't keep my eyes awake. And one of the games I watched from mid-second period on. So I'm doing okay, aren't I?
I think you're doing all right. All right. I'm just wondering how many folks around here.
I'm pulling for Edmonton, except for their bully tactics in game three.
Didn't so they like just wanted to play a little more physical, that's all.
Yeah, well.
You think people are watching?
Like, they look like they were.
I haven't really looked at the ratings, but
I would think so. You know, TNT does a nice job with
they
sports.
Do. I think they're
doing a nice job with
their studio show is pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got
your guy, Wayne.
Yeah.
He's the only one I know, but, you know.
It's okay.
Henrik Lundqvist has been great.
I think he's always good.
Is he the guy on the far right across from Wayne?
He's the goalie?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He dresses very dapper manner.
They had like seven guys on the set last night too. I was like,
they got a lot of guys.
They need a bigger set.
You know, they're looking for Shaq and Charles and Kenny.
I would have liked to see PK Subban, but I believe he's under contract with ESPN, so I don't think
Why?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think he can do those TNT broadcasts.
They just jump in for the playoffs, right? I don't remember. I don't know if I watched enough regular season there.
I don't think I saw Hank at all during the regular season, but he was on set a lot for the Capitals before they got eliminated. So I think they've only been there for the entire postseason, not just the finals.
You look at it, and there's just not that many. And this topic came up in the morning show, so we got about a minute left to do this, but they were talking about how Atlanta's up for expansion. They've been talking about this for, I think, almost 2 years now. And is it right that Atlanta's up for an NHL team? And is the monster success in Cleveland stopping them from getting an NHL team? I think that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
No.
I personally don't like the idea of Atlanta getting an NHL team because they had one. They had the Thrashers and they failed. Two. Yeah. And so it's like if you keep failing, why do you keep getting these opportunities to have an NHL team? There's so many other markets that would actually appreciate having a hockey team in town, and Atlanta just doesn't. Like, you can't just keep putting a team, you know, hoping for the Field of Dreams defense. You know, if they build it, they will come, because that's obviously not true. So I don't know. I get frustrated because I think that Atlanta fumbled the bag and they don't deserve.
I'll just leave you this thought. One of the reasons Columbus got a team was because their minor league team, the Chill, was so successful. And then they had the money to back it on the other side. Tim May is going to join us. He is in Pittsburgh at the U.S. Open. He's going to give us the lowdown on what's going on over there. And then we're going to get into a little bit more Browns in the 1 o'clock hour. That's all coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.